Welcome today to our service at the Vines, to everybody, even those people who've been travelling around the countryside like the Leyland brothers. And we also welcome the Reverend Malcolm back for even more. A topic that's very much in our heads and minds and TVs at the moment is the war in Israel, Palestine and Lebanon, and a possible solution. Well, in simplest terms, the solution is peace. As the song says, give peace a chance. We're going to give Malcolm a chance today to see us through the haze. But first, let's sing, shout, and clap our hands. You can stand. Here we go.
Sing, shout, clap your hands in praise unto the Maker. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing, shout.
Once more, let's go.
Sing, shout, clap your hands in praise unto your Maker. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing, shout, and clap your hands in praise unto your Maker. For the Lord is Almighty God.
Okay, let's stop there. Just, I've got this great idea. I've just thought of it. No, I thought of it yesterday, but in that first part, can we just go back, Ken, to the words that we've just sung? See the third line down? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You're singing it very, very well. But there's a little bit of a space after the word Lord that we could go, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Woohoo! Yeah! Or whatever. Okay? It has to be a joyful noise. And if you don't want to go quite as loud as that, turn the volume back down to 5. You don't have to have the volume on 10. The volume could be on level 5. That's okay. It's okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hooray! Or something like that, okay? So we're going to aim to make a joyful noise.
Can we use streamers?
We could. Party poppers. If you've got a party popper, no, you can't do the party popper. Digby has to shoot off to a 40th birthday, because he's a dad of a 40-year-old. Talking about people who are 40, you see how I did that? There's this bloke sitting at the back there named Sandy, who we need to get his soap. Whatever he is using for his soap, he looks so young. He had a 40th birthday, and yet he looks only 25. So, yes, I agree. So, if you want to talk with Sandy later on over a cup of tea, find out what it is to make it, to keep it so that he can keep his youthful complexion. Yeah. I don't know whether it goes backwards, though. I think once you're over 40, it's, yeah. Anyway, let's sing. Shout and clap our hands. And 1, 2, here we go. Sing, shout, clap your hands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Woo-hoo!
Yes!
Sing, shout, clap your hands in praise unto the Maker. For the Lord is Almighty God.
Let's sing that part once more.
Sing, shout, clap your hands in praise unto the Maker. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Woo-hoo!
Praise unto your Maker, for the Lord, He is all
fantastic. Okay, beautiful. Let's sing another song. I happen to have another song here. You can stay seated. Back, we've got so many notices, crikey. Do you realise how many weeks it is till Christmas? Now, think about the Christmas market. Christmas is just a little bit too far away. Christmas market, that's achievable, about 6 weeks. 23rd of November is the Christmas market, and so just keep that on your radar. Closer than that is Sunday the 20th of October. That's next Sunday, and it's the due date for Operation Christmas Child Boxes. So if you've got Christmas child boxes that you have been packing, stacking, whatever, next Sunday is the due date for that. 21 years our church has been doing Operation Christmas Child Boxes, and I know that other churches and other schools are part of that. So 1 week to go. Plant sale, did you see the notice on it? If you saw the slides before we started, there's a plant sale this Thursday as part of Creative Connection. So Creative Connection is the craft activities that we have here on a Thursday, not just for ladies, for any people who want to come. P.S. come along around about 20 past 10, and then you get a cuppa at 10:30, and you can buy some plants, have a chat, see what the things are happening at Creative Connection. We've still got men's dinner, that's happening, Friday Friends, Circle of Friends, things happening. Check out the grapevine, as if by magic. Ba-dang. Rob's got one here. And in 2 weeks' time, Cafe Church, Karen and Ian are going to share stories, slides. It should be a hoot. Bring a plate for that one. We are going to have Cafe Church in a fortnight's time. David, please come forward and speak. While David's speaking, Chloe, don't eat your bicky. Chloe's got a biscuit down here, just so that if things get a bit quiet, she's going to have a chomp on it.
Good morning. We have got some really wonderfully skilled people who sit on that desk back there, commonly known as the TARDIS. One of those people is Grant Andrew. And Grant has put together a little flyer to do with the hearing loop. So if you wear hearing devices and need to know a little bit more about the hearing loop, there's a bunch of these on the little table on the right as you go out, which will tell you a whole bunch of things about the hearing loop. But also, if you're endeavouring to use the hearing loop and are having issues, please feel very free to talk to Grant. He is a fount of wisdom on the subject. Am I pumping you up too much, Grant? So there. Thank you.
No worries. We have doubled. Oh, yep. Go for it.
For those of you who know or remember Alan and Kay Barnes, their son Daniel, who has battled with cancer for many, many years, died yesterday morning. Daniel, I think it was 51, 52, he's fought very, very bravely. He's had all sorts of experimental treatments. He's been prepared to try anything, and he's believed and he's prayed and he's battled on. But yesterday that battle came to an end, and we know that death is the perfect healer, and I don't say that lightly, but I don't know. No arrangements have been made yet, except that the plans are to have a graveside service and then sometime later a celebration of life here in the Vines. That was Daniel's choice, and Daniel also asked if I would lead his funeral services. So that's a little bit of a sad piece of news to pass on to you, but can I pass on some fun news, boss?
Please go for it, sunshine.
You know that I've got this little white dog. Well, I don't, but I steal him on Wednesday, and we go to Flinders Medical Centre. And one of the things that Elton has learnt is what children are, because he never grew up in a house with children. And we've worked hard on that. Now, he gets on very well with children. We met a mother with twins, toddlers, last Wednesday, and one of them walked straight up to Elton, and he wasn't at all bothered, so I got out a treat and I gave it to the little boy, and I said, hold it in two fingers, and gently, that word was for Elton, gently hold it in front of his nose, and so that means Elton very gently takes it out of their fingers. And then the little girl who was sitting on Mum's lap, she wanted to do the same. So we went through the same routine, gave her the biscuit, and I said, you give it gently to Elton. And Elton gently took it out of her fingers, and she erupted in tears. Doggy ate my biscuit.
So should we not... Uh-oh, Sharon, no, we'll just leave that a second. We can double the people who are going to come down and listen to me today by having a kids' talk with four instead of two. Come on, guys. I promise I won't embarrass you by asking you to stand up and clack like a rooster or something like that. I promise. Okay, we're going to talk about people who are around us. Okay, people who are around us are sometimes called our neighbours. And in fact, we have got a neighbour right here. Chloe lives very, very close to our church. But we're talking about neighbours who are not necessarily living next to us, but people who are around, people who are part of our life, people who are there and will help us in lots and lots of different ways if we need it, okay? And sometimes when those people help us, we can be thinking, oh, I wonder if we could do something in return. But they're the people who, they don't expect it. They don't expect us to be doing stuff for them. But give us some thoughts, give us some ideas of how a person might be helped by some of us. You got any ideas? How could somebody else be helped? Could we talk to them if they're looking a bit lonely? In some schools... they've got a buddy bench. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Has your school got a buddy bench?
Yeah, but no one ever uses it.
Oh, no. Nobody. That's okay. Yeah, well, that's okay. They want. Maybe the teacher needs a buddy. If the teacher sits on the buddy bench, you should go up to the teacher and say, oh, you look sad. Could I? Yeah, maybe not. Maybe don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Just accept the fact that the teachers sometimes want to rest their legs. But a buddy bench is a good idea because it's sometimes saying, man, I wish I had somebody to chat to. I wish somebody could help me out a bit. And so that's a little way that schools and anybody else, even if they're not sitting on the buddy bench, they might be standing or sitting close by. They might be thinking, oh, somebody's going to make fun of me if I go and sit on the buddy bench. What do you reckon?
I use it for hiding.
Good. Good, good. See, I like it when buddy benches are used for lots of other things. Well, that's good. So when we are talking about things with our neighbours, we are sometimes talking about words that end with ing. And putting on my teacher hat for a little minute, talking about the buddy bench, words that end in ing are sometimes called verbs or doing words. Doing, and because that means you are doing something, laughing, helping, clapping, running, sharing, helping, delivering. This guy's got it. This guy's got it. He's got it. You're amazing, sunshine. So what we are talking about in this little next song is a song. It's a very old song. No, it's not that old, but it's probably as old as I am. It's called When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There? Were you there for me? Were you there? Was I there for you? Were you there for me? And so when we are helping, sharing, caring, there are other ing words like sleeping, eating. That's helping our body. That's helping us by sleeping and eating. But yep, so we've got to think of those ing words. So kindness monster, that's the monster that Chloe brings to church with her. Kindness monster, what does kindness monster do, Chloe? There we are. Helping the kindness monster helps people be kind. I can see that it does it. That's fair enough. That's good. Look at that, the way he's already playing the tune back there. You're amazing, Digby. We've got an amazing team. Go and sit down, or stand up in your case, and let's sing When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There? Just practice. Just pretend I'm sitting on the buddy bench. Just okay. Let's sing When I Needed a Neighbour.
When I needed a neighbor, were you there, were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, were you there? I was hungry and thirsty, were you there, were you there? I was hungry and thirsty, were you there?
Good morning, everybody. Today's readings is from Matthew 25, 31 to 40 and Galatians 3 to 28. Chapter 3, verse 28, sorry. When the Son of Man comes in his glory All the angels with him will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." The next part is Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From the 5th century, and the hand of St. Augustine of Hippo, we have these lovely words of introduction to our prayer.
We should have pointed out that Colin didn't get it in the 5th century handed to him. He's not that old. He is tired. He is old, but he ain't that old, okay? Sorry. I'll say nothing more, Colin. I'm sorry.
Quieten down, sir.
I've been told.
Some of you may recognise these words because they have been used many times by many people. O omnipotent God, who cares for each of us as if no one else existed, and for all of us as if we were all but one, blessed is the person who loves you. To you I entrust my whole being and all I have received from you. You made me for yourself, and my heart is restless until it rests in you. And so we continue with our prayer. So, our God, we come to bow in your holy presence and to thank you for all that you are in our lives. Day by day, you touch our lives with compassion, and through the companionship of your Holy Spirit, you lead us into the paths of goodness and generosity. Thank you, dear Father. We bring before you our concerns. In this lovely world of your creation, amongst things of beauty and awe, we cringe at the terrible destruction in places of war. Our tears flow as news comes to us of the death and maiming of so many of your people. Our compassion flows for those who are starving and homeless through this terrible time. The eyes of the innocents burn into us. Dear God, we pray for peace amongst all peoples. And even though so far away, we remember those who suffer from natural disasters, and we ask that you give us hearts of love and pockets of care as we hear of landslides, tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, and the like. We pray for our own country, for wisdom in decision-making in our parliaments, with policies above mere politics. We express our concerns for our health system and pray for those who administer it. We pray for medical staff as they labour under such intense pressure, and we certainly pray for those who find difficulty in finding a way through inadequate or confusing care provisions. Our minds go to many who serve our community, some as a profession, some as volunteers, and we bring thanks for their valued contribution to our society. We pray for our church, that we may be faithful to you and discern your specific call to us. Please help us in our search for a minister, and we express our gratitude for those who have helped us to this time. We bring our prayers for those who are ill amongst our number, and as we bring their names to you, we think particularly at this time of Leon Magrin. Please bless him in his time of sickness. We pause to bring our personal prayers for people or concerns. O God, we would make this prayer of Hildegard of Bergen ours. Creator God, draw compassion from us. Christ, draw compassion from us. Spirit God, draw compassion from us. And now we continue with the prayer that our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Colin. The next song is a song that we sing often. It says it's a new commandment I give unto you. It's not a new commandment, it's the one we have and we hang on to, that you love one another as I have loved you. Stay seated. Lovely song. We'll just sing it through once. Beautiful. The offering forward. Thank you, Ken. We've got some food basket that will come down, and we'll bless that.
Let's give our thanks. Father, we are so grateful that the wars that tear so many parts of our world apart are not here. But let us not be selfish in our gratitude. But may our gratitude reach out in love, transforming love to the world. Receive the gifts that we bring to the world, the faith and the love, the forgiveness and the hope that we bring to the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you know the name Yom Kippur? Do you know what it means? The Jewish people celebrated it on their Saturday, just gone. It's the Day of Atonement, the Day of Forgiveness, the Day of Restitution, the Day of Universal Compassion. And Hezbollah decided that that would be a day of extra viciousness. I don't want this morning to be a day of misery, because what can we bring to the world if we can only bring misery and only feel misery and disappointment? Matthew chapter 25, the passage that was read, is often seen as the passage of judgment. When I was in prison, where were you? When I was hungry, where were you? When I was thirsty, where were you? But it goes on and says, whatever you did it for me. Your actions as Christians are actions for the world. Actions for all people. And this powerful reminder of our shared humanity urges us to stand in solidarity with those suffering on all sides of the conflict, in Israel, Palestine, and Lebanon, and beyond, in the Sudan, in the Ukraine. I'm wrong, it's not the Ukraine, it's just Ukraine, isn't it? And other places. And the battles going on in political forums. We are called to faithful prayer and reflection and a renewed commitment to peace. I hear people asking, and I ask too, where on earth did this business start of the conflict that just keeps erupting in the Middle East? In the early centuries of this era, the Muslim world stretched widely across the Middle East and Europe. And there were military expeditions in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries to free up some of that land and get it back to the Christians, to recover the Holy Land And what were those wars called? Crusades. The Crusades. Yes. And we have the modern states of Israel and Palestine, now called the Holy Land. It's almost a misnomer, isn't it? The unholy, the inhuman, the dreadful things that are happening. Because you see, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and the Baha'i all claim Jerusalem as their holy city. What a mess. So the current conflict is deeply steeped in our conflicted history. And so the attitude that is expressed over and over and over should not surprise us. You hit us and we'll hit you harder. We've heard that, we've seen it. And there is a commitment to escalation, not peace building. A commitment to escalation and division, not reconciliation. The use of modern weaponry is terrifying. You know, in World War II, we have those images in our minds, don't we, of these fleets of bombers dropping bombs from a great height. And some of them landed miles off target. It was a very chancy business. Now bombs can be sent hundreds and thousands of kilometres with a claimed accuracy within a few metres. That's terrifying. So in all of this, what is our attitude? Are we willing to listen, to read, to study, to learn, to work for reconciliation, to admit our mistakes? And I hear Christians saying to me at times, I don't read the papers, I don't watch television, I'd rather not know. Ignorance is not a responsible choice. Ignorance has never and never will be a responsible choice. We all have heroes in our lives, don't we? And two of my heroes, their names go together. One is Desmond Tutu, and the other is Nelson Mandela. And in 1999, one of the most powerful books I've ever read was released, written by Desmond Tutu. At the end of the apartheid regime, where there were hundreds and thousands of people who were killed and maimed and were charged with crimes. And Tutu did his research, as he always does, very, very well. And he discovered that if all of these people were going to go through the courts, it was going to take 100 and something years. And most of the people involved will have been well and truly dead and buried by then. So how do you deal with it? With the Christian practice of forgiveness. Let's start telling the truth. Let's start being honest. Let's join in universal compassion. And start with the aim that we will forgive, we will accept confession, and we will generously excuse me, give forgiveness. The death toll in the Israeli-Palestinian war is just staggering, as is the death toll from the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And the death toll through the years of apartheid was similarly horrific. Also in 1999, when this book was released, I was asked to lead a group of people and travel to Bougainville, which had just ended 11 years of civil war, and to work with people in Bougainville in reconciliation and hope and restoration and forgiveness and mercy. There were 20,000 deaths through that 11 years in Bougainville. We worked through churches, and when we worked in a congregation, the ladies were sitting there and the church was full, the men were sitting there and it was barely half full. A tribute to the death toll. And when I say men, some of the soldiers who gave up their lives and died in that war of butchery were 12 years old. And all over Panguna Copper Mine, potentially the most fruitful, wealthy copper mine in the world. Rio Tinto made a bit of a mess of sorting it out. You know, we're still in a male-dominated society. In Bougainville, land is inherited matrimonially through the women. And with whom did Rio Tinto negotiate? Wasn't the women. Wasn't the women. And so we studied peace building and peacekeeping and forgiveness, and I read Desmond Tutu. And I trained with people from the Indo-Pacific, from the Solomons, from Bougainville, from Fiji, from the Cook Islands, from other conflicted places like Pakistan. And we went there to give trauma counselling, to build peace, to let people tell their stories, to listen to the stories, and to affirm the heroes. One of the exercises we took people through was to ask them who their heroes were. The first time we did this, we were in a pandanus roof church with open sides. Typical tropical church. And we asked them who their heroes were. So who do you think were the first people they mentioned? Biblical heroes, Jesus, Paul, Moses, you know, all the Old Testament heroes, New Testament. We said, yes, we know all that, but you have other heroes as well. I kid you not, Batman, Superman. In little mountain villages in southwest Bougainville. And Australian NRL players. And we said to them, but you are now working towards peace. You have come through 11 years of a brutal civil war. You are heroes. And you can see back straightened. What are you on about? So we gave some examples of the women who fled into the jungle with children and lived off bush tucker to save lives. Heroes were the men who worked out how to run diesel trucks off coconut oil. They were heroes. Men who lay down their lives for a cause in which they believed passionately as Christians. And Bougainvillean fought against Bougainvillean. So we said to them, you're heroes. They had never been asked to talk together in groups in church in their entire lives. So we said, get into groups, no more than four or five. You know each other. Tell each other the ways in which you were heroes. Dead silence. Nobody moved. And Miriam, a minister in the United Church in Papua New Guinea, a sister whom we learnt to love very, very much and who suffered greatly in that war, started moving amongst the people and speaking to them, some in Pidgin and some in the local language of Siwai. And people tentatively formed into groups. And it wasn't very many minutes. You say that in a hurry. It wasn't very many minutes before that church, filled with 100-odd people, was buzzing. And we just let them go. And we heard laughter. Half their men had been killed and they're laughing. And we heard weeping and saw the tears. And then we drew them all together after some time as the impetus of that moment started to drop. And I said, would any of you like to come out and bring a hero with you and tell us about the hero that you have standing with you? Sorry. That was powerful beyond imagining. As somebody stood out in the front of that church and told us about this hero who worked for peace, who worked for salvation, who worked to save women and children, who tended injured men and showed love and joy and happiness. And they fell into each other's arms and wept. And they told ridiculous stories and laughed about their heroes. For you are one in Christ. And there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, man nor woman, Muslim nor Jew, nor anything else. Most of you heard me tell the story of an interaction I had with a dear Muslim friend who wears the scarf and everything. And Judy and I love her very much, and I just reached out and touched her shoulder. Do you remember that story? And I said, oh, have I crossed a line by touching you on the shoulder? And she said, oh, a man of your age, it doesn't matter. And I say with openness and pride that there's a Muslim lady in our community whom Judy and I love. We really love her. One of the other things that Nelson Mandela says, Desmond Tutu says about Mandela, said he didn't leave prison spewing words of hatred and revenge. He amazed us all by the heroic embodiment of reconciliation and forgiveness. If we refuse to forgive, we impose suffering on another person. If we refuse to encounter forgiveness and reconciliation, we deny the presence of Christ in our lives and in our world. So who are the heroes? There are heroes on the battlefield, but we're not there. The heroes are those who forgive readily. The heroes are those who love generously. The heroes are those who accept all people as family, as humanity. When we started that day in that church in the mountains of Siwai, a man was sitting about where you are, and he stood up and he pointed at me, and he said, "We didn't know you were coming. You should have told us. If you had told us we were coming, we could have had three times as many in our thought, and what on earth would we have done with them?" He was one of four chiefs who came that day, and he gave me a dressing down right at the start of the meeting. I felt even smaller. And at the end of that meeting, I have a photo that I cherish. I stood outside the church as though where those four chiefs had driven their long bush knives into the grass outside the church, bush knives decorated because they were the knives of chieftains, and they asked to have a photo taken with me standing with those chieftains. I have some odd brothers and sisters all across the world. So what do you hear me saying this morning? I'm not into politics this morning. I'm not taking sides with any of the armies this morning. But I'm asking us all to take the side of Christ and love and forgiveness and humanity and reconciliation. And if we can do it here, and we can encourage others to do it there, we might begin a movement that could transform this horrible, tormented world. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the greatest hero of all, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the heroes who show us and teach us to forgive readily, to love generously, to accept all people as family, as humanity. Thank you for the heroes of faith, and not just the Christian faith, but all faiths who work for peace and reconciliation. Lord, hear our prayers, and may we be agents of your transforming presence in all that we do and all the places we go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I like the idea of Batman and Superman as heroes, yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have... The only costumes I've seen for Spider-Man and Batman are size 10, not size big person. Darn. We're going to sing. We're going to sing a song called Keeping My Eyes on You. So it's us keeping our eyes on you. Can you see that the word you has got a capital letter? It's a special you person. Think about that. Not sure if you've heard this song before. We've done it. We've sung it before, but let's sing it again. There's lots of repetition, so that'll help us sing it. Let's sing it. Putting me off my singing. Yeah. Can we have the benediction, Malcolm?
This morning we've had lots of laughter, and some of it, of course, is triggered by Rob. Known and loved that guy for a long, long time. And thanks to the musicians, we don't always say thank you to our musicians, do we? They do a lot of work behind the scenes before they get to worship. And I hope that you tell them so on a regular basis. Thank you, gang. And
Chloe's already gone here. Yeah.
Zoe's gone. Yeah. Isn't she a sweetheart?
She's got too many hurts. She's got a busy calendar.
Mm. What do you say? If only I was 80 years younger. Lovely girl. I've seen you laugh this morning. I've seen some of you cry. And you know that I've had some struggles this morning too. But that's what truth and love and reconciliation is about. So I don't just ask you to go in peace. I ask you to go in love, in mercy, in hope, and celebrate what it is to be a peacemaker.
Can we just sing this last little part?